Which is Avi Mori. Mother Sigil, Kaisher, Holy Man Simon, Zain, Serpais. The core for this Sigil is Gemon and Afim Chesum Lalef, brings down a member from Chizdo, Sherla Dure Utulabe Sadio. Person has a right to put back the feathers, the puch, inside its blanket. The way the Mishpah explains, anything that's rach, anything that's soft, is not going to get a puch, putting them back. The Aloch is Yilapur is motor. In fact, the Gemara, I have a member that says, we have a member that says a person cannot put it back. The Gemara answers, Loikasho hobechaditi hobatiki. Depends if it's old or if it's new. If it's new the first time, then it's usur. However, once it already was there and it came out, to put it back, that's therefore it's mutter. Moisitasis. Let's say a person had this sarbel, had this coat, and he had a string inside, and the string over here broke. So he wants to put it back inside. So he says, first, if there's a bayam inside the sugya of tircha, if the holes are narrow, you have a problem. Usually the holes are wide. If inside the sugya of tircha, there is no problem. However, you have nacha inyan, make sure there's no bayam inside the sugya of shem tikra, shem tikshira. They won't come to lead to an issur of kosher. Then it comes out from places and the sugya, we have three isurim over here to deal with. We have one inyan inside inyan of putting in the first time, the kol masakim mono. We have a second inyan mitzad the sugya of tircha, and we have a third sugya of mitzad the sugya of shemi yikshur. Now, first, to get to the inyan of putting things in the first time and putting it back, that's the mechaber and simon shemem simches. The mechaber brings down the sugya of mches laloch lemaiso and says to put the muchan back in lemaiso its mutter. However, the first time put in, says the mechaber, it's osur. What is the reason for the isser? So the Rambam says the first time putting it in, Rambam Percho Beis in Hilchos Shabbos says Shema Yitfar. This has a sugya of Tfira. We're talking about the Shaitzin over there in Simon Shin Mem. However, the Meshavua says that he can be sosum, not like that, like Rashi in the sugya. The Isid Eraisim is has a sugya of Masakimono. Explain the Shaitzin, why they go like Rashi, because that's Iran, that's the Kedusha of Iran, which he calls Ritfo, the Zeruah, the Meiri. They went the Isim inside the sugya of Masakimono. Says the Meshavua of the Shaitzin, why? Says the Hemshul of Sugya, says Psech Beisat Safar, Adin Deraiso, Pash is the same Sugya over here. Now, look what they point out, Rashi and the Rambam al Shitosoi. What's the reason why Psech Beisat Safar and Shabbos is Osir? Says Rashi Misakimono. Therefore, what's the Isser putting in the Puch the first time? Misakimono. What's the reason according to the Rambam? We have the Bialoch and Simon Shemem Sefidal explain Shem the Rambam, Misad the Sugya of Korea. That's the reason. If it's Korea, he had to entwine it together with the Sugya of Korea. There he says, Shema Yitfar. Who is each one that she tells over here? But Maisa, come down. Mishbua says, what does he say to the Issa? He paskins, Api, what are you showing him? Shema Yitfar. Gzeiro Shema Yitfar, Drabonon. Right. Shaitzim points out that Hamshukli more sounds like Zeraiso. That Shaitzim points out. Now it comes out, we have an Issa we are putting in Dindaraisa Masakimono, the first time this puch inside the blanket. There the question is, let's say you have a pair of pants, and you want to put the belt inside your pair of pants for the first time. Do you have a issim inside the sugya of Misakimono, din deraiso? Says the Mogavrom, says the Mishnah Berurah, the whole idea we are putting the puch inside, because you have a vatla there, therefore you misakin create a mono. Mashaking, the belt is made lohitzi ulachnis, to go in and out, no one's leaving it there, there it's called hishtamshu, it's not called creating something, it's called using something. Using something lemaisa it's mutter. Building upon this idea, once we have this get over here of putting something in for the first time, leaving it there, being mevatel, the sakamono, and something called ishtamshus, they discuss, let's make it a little bit practical. So let's say a person wants to put his quilt inside his blanket. We have to go first to technical words. On your bed, you have a mattress. On top of the mattress, you have a sheet. That's you sleep on top of the sheet. Then when you put it on top of your body, it's called something called a blanket. Inside the blanket, during the winter, you put a quilt. So the question is, can you put the quilt inside your blanket? Who is that nichon together of misakimono? V'oid, maybe it's nichon together of tircho. Two separate sum in our sugya is a person allowed to put his quilt inside his blanket. So first, the focus on misakimono, discussing right now. Chaim Pelagi, a few hundred years ago, Leib Chaim, Chel Gimel, discussed this question, brought down also the same idea by Tzitzliezer and Mitzal Chochmo. Then went to Taino and say Yesh L'chalik. The whole idea of these puch putting inside, the puch in and of itself has no use. You put it inside, you created a kli over here, you made a blanket over here. Mashenkein, this quilt that we have, people can use it, bochim, or in the fancy hotel, some of them don't even put it inside, I'm not sure what they do. They have a blanket and they have the book on top of it. The mice, technically, it does not need to be put inside the blanket. It's a wonderful, terrific cover without putting inside. It has a shame kli, not being misakim one, not creating a kli. Except, since you don't want to wash, you can't wash this quilt over here, so you put it inside the blanket. If your wife doesn't catch you, you bochim, you sleep it without putting inside a blanket. But the mice, it has a use over here. Therefore, the one taino, for this reason, be'etzma should be mutter. Ke'ein, everyone understands, putting a pillow inside the pillowcase. Aye, misakim mono, if you do it for the first time. No, a pillow can be used as a pillow, except you're putting inside the pillowcase, inside the sugya of washing it, keeping it clean, but otherwise, be'etzma is a shame clean. So you're not creating anything, you're not making it clean. Well, that also get a second swara. That's one swara they come along and discuss. Mash'enkin, a belt, has no use unless you put it inside your pants. That the Magarva Mishabu has to say, it's made Lahoitzi Lachnis, it's called Shimush. However, there's a second Svara, which Yesh Lodin, my father's mentioning over here, a Shikal Das question, is how do you look at something that you put the quilt inside the blanket for a couple of weeks? That means the Ilm says over, you put the quilt inside a blanket for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then you take off the blanket, then you wash it. Bochum put it for 6 months, till the parents come, they take it out, then they wash it. The mice, it's made to go in and out. That's the whole entire Tzuru over here. Is that called being mevatel that you create something? It's just you have to wash it, you take it out? No, since it has to go in and out constantly, that's what you're doing every 2-3 weeks, every couple of months. Therefore, the not nichel bechlal in the sugi, being mevatel there. I'm not leaving it there. So come on the Archa Shabbos, here's a second reason. He wants to say, Taino, cool to not be mevatel there. Not leaving it there. Tzad Hashani, B'Challah Chochman Shuvah says, you leave it for a couple of weeks. Washing it, that's just the way you take it out to wash. The fact that you're leaving it there, and you leave it there for the whole entire winter, but you have to take it out to go wash, and the force that way, the taste of Siyantiv and Mekfais, taking things out to go wash, does not lose its two of you creating the kli. You're mevatla there. Just a couple of weeks, gets dirty, you have to wash it. But Etzim and mevatla, it's a question, how do you look upon certain things that you plan to take out a couple of weeks, but you're mevatla there,
Etzim? What about us, where the pillowcase is folded and put away, 6 months later, you come back to using that same pillowcase? They have 10, 20 pillowcases.
So again, the first reason certainly applies. The second reason is not clear. How do you look at something that you come to leave there until you wash it? That's interesting, Shiloh.
You switch it after wash.
That's true, but that's the question. How do you look? But Etzem, the only reason I'm taking it out, Etzem Mavatla there, except now it gets dirty. So there's a Taisus Yod Mekfois writes that leaving it there until you wash it, Nichol Bimvatla there. Maybe take it a step further.
They want to change it.
But that's the whole function, is to be inside something. Maybe take it a step further, maybe to argue the point. Can you put a lining inside your coat? The first time, your lining inside your coat, you're not switching linings. You only have the same one, you want to put them into your winter, you want to do it for 6 months. How do you look at a lining inside your coat? Is that Misakim Mono? The Emes L'Yakov comes, sometimes, you know, they let you switch linings. Sometimes you're ready inside. You start clearing. If you tell me maybe it was in, you take it out, put it back, maybe lavs might be motor. Even that, Yesh Lodin. And I could argue that it's still this tiny shark. But putting it in the first time, says the Emes L'Yakov, that's Misakim Mono. Are you planning to take it out to the summer? No way you can leave it there. Maybe you can say that's a longer, that's 6 months. The same one, back and forth. Maybe you can say, no, it comes out every 6 months. Maybe not that way. It's a Shikal Das question again. How do you look at lining the coat? Yabya Kamnetsky sounds like, not only putting it back, it sounds like he's saying more than that. Putting it back is also, so you take it out, you're like destroying it. And now, 6 months later, it's a new thing. Even that is a massive Kiddush. There's questions over there. How to look at lining a coat? Is that Nichol Gerem
Sakimono? What about those linings that can be used as a light jacket?
So if you're not mevatel, it's mutter. If it's mevatel, then it's a great question. How do you look upon it? So that's according to the second reason. They go according to the first reason. Echlam is a klibah shem atzmoi. Echnami, they're not creating anything. Not mesakim mono. True. Another example. We're saying by belt, made lahutzi lahach, is no problem. But let's say you have a belt. For example, you buy a raincoat, and you first time you get it, the belt's inside the pocket. So you take it out, you put it through the loops, and it can stay there basically forever. Or Be'etzem, a person, Isha, gets a fancy outfit, and they have these belts, certain colors, certain designs that match that outfit. Or you get your kittel, comes to the seder, your wife comes to your bedroom with a present on your pillow, there's your kittel there with a belt on top of it. Fine. You get these things, your bekesher, the first time you get the present over there, it's on Shabbos, Yontif, covered Yontif, there's a bekesher with a belt on top of it. And your wife says, come try it on, let's see how it looks. And you put on the jacket and the belt, now what? Are you allowed to put the belt inside? You leave the belt all the time. And when you give it in to wash, they sometimes might take it out and hang it back inside, but it goes back, mamish back inside the kittel over here, inside the bekesher. Is there a problem? Says the Shmir Shabbos, says the Orcha Shabbos, says the Shlomo Zalman, the Chura, certainly the first time is a problem. That's Misakir Mono. That's your belongings, you mivatu, you leave it there. Says the Orcha Shabbos, but let's say you get it back from the cleaners, fine, that's lachzirum, that's mutter. But the first time to put an outfit together, the belt, whether it's a bekshur, kittel, or raincoat, that's mamish halacha b'sakim mono. The whole letter among Avram and Mishnah Berurah is, by case of belt, it's made to go in and out. This is not made to go in and out. If you have a problem. It comes part, it's a part of the outfit. It's a mamish part of the outfit. The bekshur belt. Without a belt, you're saying the bekshur is missing something. It's a chilek of the bekesher. You should, right? That's part of the outfit.
Two entities. It's just that that's where it's stored.
Again, the bekesher, the belt, has no use unless being part of that bekesher. As part of it, you create a misak. This is now it's a full outfit. You could be, but it's missing something. This is its full. This is the totality of the outfit. That's the second moment. This is Makia Patish. This is the finishing point. Okay, but again, you can make a kimtas. You can make a kimtas, but the side shaboy is at some raincoat. That's what it is. You bought your raincoat, you put it in, and what was the last time you ever took it out? Only when he came, pulled it out. That was on time when it came out. Otherwise, it stays there.
It's considered clear on its own.
Not the belt.
No,
the belt has no use for etzem unless you put it inside. Again, Moravam Mishmura says, I belt. And the answer why, Osla Haitzi Lahachnis. But this is not Osla Haitzi Lahachnis. We have a Moravam Mishmura says, a belt Osla Haitzi Lahachnis.
The belt only keeps your hands up, only if you put it through the loops. A gantle on it, a gantle.
I'm not saying gantle. Gantle is not part of your outfit. So the back shoe, fine, the belt.
That gantle is part. It's not putting through the loops.
No, that's something else. It goes off and on. It's not part of it.
No,
the textures that go, no, the ones that go through the loops are part of it. That's Yisar. That's Lahakzer. To put in the first time is Osir. To put it back to Puk is Mutter. That's Aloch over here. That's Aloch of Puk.
The store was
ready on. No, it's not so. Yeah, by raincoat, I know what Bekesher is. Raincoat, no. I know. By kittel, no. It's not on. It doesn't come, attached to it.
It's right on the store.
Oh, so that's ready in.
And then
that
ain't
no problem, that's not serum. Now, another case is called, so what about suspenders? Chaim, no, he writes about shleikis. I guess my kids wear shleikis. They tell me suspenders like he wears fine. Could you put on suspenders that are being left upon the pants over here? Certain suits or pants have suspenders associated with them. So, first, Chaim, no, he writes, you go to the bathroom, you open some of them. That's Aleph. Secondly, he wants a taina that b'der klal, the pants have a use. And what taina to tighten it, yesh lo zeh nichal get him a sakimono. But even more so, he goes, and now he's not sure. He goes, and also discussing, what do you put on the suspenders? It's ready when you have the pants on and you put the suspenders on, it's together. That's called derech levisha. It's not like when you put sometimes the belt one taina, maybe you put on the pants without it. You put it on beforehand. Also, he has that derech levisha. And he has other svaras to say, well, it's not a problem to get to suspenders. Come each for kind of. What time are the piskin shuvas? But I feel this sugya we're discussing putting one thing inside another. Come on, we shine them the Rambam first. Discussing what about shoes? Now, the shoes. You have a shoelace. You have these straps that puts on inside the shoes. In those days, lechora, you had a bayah of three isurim putting the shoelace inside the shoe. You had a first time putting it inside the sugya of sakimono. A second bayah inside the sugya of tircha where the holes are very narrow. A third problem is when you put them in, they used to tie them in the back so the shoelaces can never come out. Those three, they point out, two of them are not negev bezmanazeh. We do not put it in and have a shem yakshur. Ours, our getu, is not lechaget of tircho. We do have a question negev to mesakimono. So to focus on the idea of mesakimono negev to our shoes. So first, to put it in the first time, the chur, without having laces inside, to wear a shoe without laces, is not a finished product. Putting them inside the chur is a problem. Hashis, again, is a problem. Therefore, let's say your shoelace rips or breaks. What to go do? What's the option? So one question is, we're discussing a new shoe with a new shoelace. Can a person put inside a new shoelace in an old shoe? Shoe you wore a bunch of months. It ripped. Can you put in a new shoelace in an old shoe? They say, read the words of the Magavram. Those words are, Minel Chodesh Osir. In a new shoe, it's Osir. Chayodim Graz, a new shoe is Osir. And therefore, it says the Kid Shulchan Aruch, he writes, that this is only in a new shoe. In an old shoe, with a new shoelace, the mice is not a problem. Asad Hasheni, come on with Mr. Brewer, and he calls to El Rabo, and they point out the Chodesh Mephorsh that way, in Rashi the Sigyo, that says, Shloihoi Ma'ilami Toichoi, this shoelace, even though it's in a new shoelace inside an old shoe, still a mice, even Isser, still a problem. And therefore, Be'ikki, the Paiskin, the Malachim go, that even a old shoe, but it's a new shoelace, it's a problem. To find this a step further, the Gemara says, Ho Chadati Ho Batiki, it's old and it's new. What says Chadati and Batiki, what's it going back on? The shoe? The shoelace? Maybe I'm going back on both of them. Either one's new. Maybe means one relative to another. Well, in the most case, it's a case of the puch inside the blanket. It's going back on the puch, the blanket, both, or one relative to another. Four options. So the Torah Shabbos, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah that wants taino, that's nichon the get of even a new shoelace inside an old shoe. He said, no, the words of atidi, atiki, echati is going back to the word shoe. And therefore wants to argue the point against the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mogar of Rome. So, no, the word of the Gemara means the tight words are going back in the case of a shoe. Dain Weiss and Shuvin Chelek Vav says, Zainoi, that's not true. The words are going back on Mitzua, on the shoelace, on the puch. At Sada Shlishi, B'chaim Noah said, no, it's going back in the case of a shoelace and the shoe. Either one is new. At Sada V, Nasha Klein, the Be'etzim Chedushi Ran Nasugya says, it means one well to another is new in its place. One relative to another. That means you had four options. And the Achreinim, based upon the Rishonim, argue in all four what the Balach, what Taitruz in the Sugya means. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say fully everything. Therefore, negate the case of a new shoe and a new shoelace, that's Asr. Negate which it's a new shoelace inside an old shoe, Mishnah Berurah minus the Asses. What about an old shoelace in a new shoe? Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this point. Minus the Ran Asses it, and making this form come along to Asr. The question is, what about an old shoelace in an old shoe? You take your old shoes, and you put into your Shabbos shoes that they ripped, and they're old into old. The question is, how do we use the Mishnah Berurah? Come on, the kids at for Shabbos, is the Medaik in the Mishnah Berurah, and he only says a new shoelace in an old shoe. But an old shoelace in an old shoe, might say that's mutter. They point out, for Gerrit, you learn the Chedushay around the Sugyo, it's one relative to another. The Chorah should be also. It didn't arise over here. And therefore, the Nasha clients quote, Shkogo Rav Hanal, one Rav Mamash made a mistake over here, a shell of a deraisa over here, and a vadio, even is a deraisa. A bacon is from the place can come along and they answer it. That means whether it's an old shoe, new shoe, it does not make a difference. If it's one relative to another, an old shoelace and an old shoe, come along the place and they say there's a problem. Not only that, says the Chodashani, you take from your left shoe to your right shoe, one relative to another, that's in its new place. I mean, even when it switch shoelaces one side to another, still says the Chodesh Shani, that's Dikil Mono, because in each one, to the other one, in Nichelin, a new place over here.
What's the
Eitzah? We have to get to that. Once you ask everything, you have to give Eitzahs over here. So first they point out, let's say, sometimes you buy shoes, you try them at the store, they went into two holes over here, you come home, it's Friday night, you put on these brand new shoes, and you have two more holes to go. But you didn't do it, you didn't finish it yet. The question is, are you allowed to finish what you started already? Is that also a problem? When you try it in the store, you can wear it. Why do you put in two holes, three holes, and then you made a knot? Because you want to try if it fits you. It's usable. Why putting in the next two? It's better usable, more usable. That means it already was misakim mono. Just you're making it in a better use over here. Zem shlom azalman. Not maka. I already did the maka in the store. I'm doing a better tzura to make it nicer. That's not maka patches. To make it used, I did it already. They speak Kasei the Chodesh Shanim, but let's say only to the first level and nothing happened over here, that's nothing. We'll get to that cheshbon. I hear what you're saying. But again, I think most people understand that when you put in a couple of levels inside the holes, people say you can't wear it. And if they fall on Shabbos, you can't tie it that way. Just you gotta have it more, tighter. That's nichon to get of Shimush. You call me not normal, I hear. You look at my shoes right now. Right now, one of them, I think. Now, my question is, if so, what happens in Shabbos? Your shoe, the strap, the shoelace breaks, rips, and you want to go outside, and you want to wear shoes, and it's not comfortable, it's a shy to wear the way you start clearing. But the bet's in one shoelace, what's your options? So the swarm have numerous options. One is the Mechaim Noah, poor time of the Shemir Shabbos. Go to your sneakers, take out the yellow, green, red color shoelaces, put them inside your shoe, and no one's going to vatel there. The only side of a sack of money is because you can leave it there. If I force myself not to leave it there, I'm going to put it inside. No one's going to leave it there. One option. A second option, not Shekhar and Shemir Shabbos being down, do it only in the top holes. Because why, again, no one's going to leave it there. After Shabbos, undo it, and then go back to the bottom holes and do it upwards. Because as long as it's not coming to Mavatel, there's no Masakimono. That's the side of Loitzi Lachtas, is no Bittel. A third option, Rabbi Ephraim brings down, borrow shoelaces from your friend. Mais, you have to give it back to him. It's his weekday shoes. You got to put it back. So give it back to him. Because as long as you, yeah, they want tighter, as long as you can make it in a way, you're muchach to give it back, there's no bittel. No bittel, no masakimono. Yeah, even though. Because the Sayyid Shabbat is mevatel, again, the words of Mishabu HaMagavim, to mevatel it, I'm not mevatel. Not the rice, no tikimono. If it's not being part of something, not part and parcel of something, it's called using something. It's called use. This is made to go in and out, because I can't leave it there.
It's just, you're
not moving. I'm not leaving red shoelaces inside. I'm not in the top level, I'm not even inside. Your friends are chiddush, they're not here already. But also, that's where they're coming from. The Rebbe Yashiv says, put inside shloike seder inside the holes in a way that you have to undo it. Again, some of it's muhat not to leave it that way. They point out, you have to realize, none of the swarm gave you an eitzah that you should have das to just undo a much of Shabbos. I can show you 30 swarm bring you an eitzah what to go do this way, that way, the other way, all these eitzahs not to leave it there. But no one gives you an eitzah, you know what? Much of Shabbos will undo it, I'm not mevatel it. Why? The first bialocha. First bialocha, he brings down the taz, you go up to the das. Mishmur lemaisa wants to argue over shell of a deraisa. Why the taz want tiny, you go after the das, the person to undo it, not in the shame of a kesher. Mishmur said, no, but mitzias is a pulis kesher over here, we don't look at davar chitzani. L'chua descending the gates of Misakimono. If I create something and I've das to undo it, it's like I create a house today and destroy it tonight. I didn't create a house today, I did Misakimono. Oh, but it's not Shabbos, I have to destroy it tonight. That's not Nichol Gay, take away the idea of building a house. Send me over here, I put the shoes laces inside, but it's made to be la'ilam, my dust cannot undo that. Everyone else comes along with other aces, colored ones, barred from your friend, Shleika syndrome.
No videos, man.
What?
No, there's no
cast of
the
Binyan Lisman.
No.
I mean, Pashas, no. I mean, get him out of the Shalabin Lisham, not Binyan Lisham, Yishami, Babli, Lisman.
I'm saying, I thought
there was such a. It's Machlex, Dereiso, or Mutter, and I had to apply it.
Okay, but.
But here, I don't know if the person's das to take away what the Etzim is, I don't think it works. There's a Chassam Sofer on the Pnei Yeshua that says, think you build a house of the mind destroyed tonight. Chassam Sofer says, this is his right, not my right. You think it's not Baino? Michelle Das, I could build a house today and destroy it tonight. He is Yala Das. Fine. No one says it's Eitz over here.
Would this have to be using somebody else's string up for kosher?
For the Bialocha, he's saying. Here. Yeah, maybe it's Mucha. He's Shlodin. Now, there is a Taino, Menachem wants a Taino, that their shoes and our shoes are no Shaykhs. Their shoes, if you look at the pictures, without straps, it was not possible to wear. You can wear shoes without straps, without shoelaces. It's possible, you can. It's not comfortable, not geschmack. Can't run with them, they'll look easier. It says in Debitzino, it says in Bi'aim and Shumi Chalik Tess, the one taina, the whole entire sugi does not apply to our shoes. Because the maise, the shoe is usable, there already was Masukin, not as well as you appreciate it, but already is made. Maisa, they ask the question of Moshe, Mishal Mazaman, Shemir Shabbos, and they say no. At the end of the day, no one will wear it out of the shoelaces. Just like in those days, it needed it. You also know we are that way. Not Shkolin that Truman says no one's mechag in those days. In our days, Sev Kol Soif Misakimono, the person can disagree with this Yisrael Shavoy, and say it also applies to this Indian of putting in any shoelace inside the shoe. You're either Yisrael Misakimono. So Maisa comes out in the gate to the sugya. Practically, you cannot put in any shoelace, whether old or new, inside an other shoe, whether it's old or new, unless it's muchach to take it out. Then you're not mevatel over there.
I mean, let's say it's just there for the side.
Then again, then it's not Masakel Mono. If you'd wear without that, yeah, if you're not creating anything, I don't think it's necessary. If you'd wear that way, it doesn't bother you, no problem. I hear. Now, in this Indian, they discuss, what about Misak and Mono, for something that's Chad Pami? For example, there are two cases. One is they have disposable needles that people, they use on Shabbos. The way it is, they have a needle and they have the Mizrak, the tube itself, and they want to attach one to another. It was never attached beforehand. Attaching the needle together with the tube, they want to use it on Shabbos. We get that also, right? Are you allowed to attach it on Shabbos? And then they use the needle, disposable needle, and they throw in the garbage. Is that a baya, a masakin, sakimono? Void, they discuss, what about these fruit cups? Attach one with another. You buy them, the bottom, and there's a top over here, and you attach them, and then you use them, and you throw them in the garbage. Is that nichol doing it the first time in baya, mitzad sugi masakimono? So, first, Rav Banner, he told me, the one who wrote the Muksa book by Feldheim, and the Brochus book and others. He told me that he went to Shlomo Zalman, he showed him these ambrosia cups, these fruit cups, he picked up the stem fell off very easily. So one time that it's your offering, no problem. The Maisa, there's two sugis you really have to discuss. One mitzvah sugi abayno, one mitzvah sugi masakamono. He only really isked mitzvah sugi abayno, he says, roughly there's no problem over here. The Maisa did not isked mitzvah sugi masakamono. Chul l'shitosai. Can they get to these disposable needles, these things that they use in the hospital, come on, Mishal Mazamani is a tshuva about it. I'm not, Dain Weiss is a tshuva about it, Chelechest. They want Taino that something that you throw out is not called Masaka Mono, it's called use. He says, for example, you learn the locha, you take your toothpick, you make it, you take a Michael Behema, and you make it into a toothpick, and you dash it, throw into the garbage, it's mutter. I am a Masaka Mono, you create something. You took a Michael Behema, you cut it, shaped it into a toothpick, then you throw it in the garbage. What happened called Masaka Mono? So Mishal Mazam, that's called use. I'm using it. I use it through the garbage. That's not creating anything. Can I use it one time thing? That's nothing. Nivatz Liyaza, Vad Yasef, Shmir Shabbos, Arthur Shabbos, they come to tiny, these needles are no problem. Therefore, Lechora, you can argue the same point again to cop. No Masakim Mono, it's a one time thing. It's called a use. It's your offering, no problem. I've said a shiny, the Erlatin has a shiva about it. We give a saver rights. If you get out of Sugus, then we should use Zion Sebeis. You create something that's never there before. And they have Nishma Shabbos of Kop, they want time, you have a Bayam, it's not a Sukkim, you have a Sakim one over here. A Shalva Dereisa. Now, needles are not too common to get to us, but again, to get these fruit cups, not that simple. The way the Megillah is safer, and here, actually, the Archa Shabbos also went this way, so the bottom being down and safer, they want time the fruit cups, you have to do it once before Shabbos, and then put it back on Shabbos to the Seder. Before you have to put it back on the same one. Could you do it on different ones? It's an old to an old, which. Some of them left out that point over here. By the way, the Archa Shabbos, when he brings it down the Maxi Leo, they're tiny, you have to do it before Shabbos.
It still has to be
Rafoi. Oh, it's come along, they has to be still Luchor and Sugir Rafoi. Maisa, the Oilam show me, and the cups now, they're very tight. And I see Shmuel Kamnetsky, when they ask him this question, the cups of Lochus, the new one, the Chelet Beis, they says, Masak Kamon, yes and no, even though put it in, already they did it one time, but it's still the second time, yeah, even Issim, it's Atikor. It's tight. And right now, and all that, when they put them on, I can't even take them off. I try sometimes. The mom is stuck in. She have bayam mitzad sugya of tikiyo, mitzad sugya of boino. She have one sugya mitzad masakim mono. You can argue, is it masakim mono? It's a one-time use, number one. Number two, just helping one-time work. The Archa Shabbos says, yeah, yeshlodin, especially only if you put it back in the same one, which the oil is not something to go do that way. In the nochabaya, if they're loose, maybe echnam yetzirofoy. At tikuyo, you have a chuyva bayam mitzad sugya of boino.
Disposable needles.
No, that's they throw the garbage. That's Michael Behemoth. They says no chshivas is what you're creating over here. But here, the whole chshivas is something that you made. They want to know the yishlach halach and the chshivas that you made over here.
So the old times, the toothpicks they
used. That sounds like throwing the garbage. They use a toothpick and they broke.
So
that,
would you not make a toothpick?
Michael Behemoth you're allowed to. There's no chshivas in the Michael Behemoth they're creating. Correct. That's why is wood different. You have to be in the sugya with them. I don't remember why.
Used it for kindling.
The second sugya, the sugya mitzvah, the idea of tercho. Rukorak Tais Kamalan says the only reason why they'll buy up tercho by putting the string between this coat when the string broke by the coat because it is the wide holes over here. Therefore, the more Kamalan says, second thing, Vedaklus Yuchel Akzira Beloy Terech. That's the sugya of tercho. However, goes on the further the Mishnah Ramah. Avim Sarech Terech Lazer Oser. Why Sarech Oser? Chashinam Sheme Yikshar. Terech is Oser. Why? Shem Yikshar. Frek the Taz, Frek the Maravrom, read Taisvis, read the Rosh. Two separate sugyas over here. One means the sugya of Tircho, one means the sugya of Shem Yikshar. How in the world do they come up with the two sugyas together? Therefore, the Taz ends off Sarachian. The Maravrom will say, maybe it's a Tais Seif in the Ramo. Echanam be two separate sugyas, Tircho and Shem Yikshar. Maisa Mishmur, he went like the Maravrom and the Taz. However, come along the Bialoch and he says to answer. True, that's a Taz. True, that's Toysus and the Rosh. However, there's a Gois Mordechai. A Gois Mordechai sounds like whenever there's a Tircho, then Shem Yikshar. There is no Tircho, no Shem Yikshar. Either Makor for the Ramah, it says in the Ramah itself, Toysus the Rosh. Doesn't be a Loch Yishnoa Klal. The words in the Makor, the Siyunim in the Ramah is not the Ramah. Whoever wrote the Shulchan Aruch, they put in the Siyunim. But the Makor for the Ramah is not what it says. The Makor is the Gois Mordechai. He goes on further, Echshia. Again, that's true, that's a Gois Mordechai. But since the Maaseh, we have Tosfos, and the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Rucham, and the Tur, who go like them. Therefore, Loch Maaseh, not to go like the Gois Mordechai, and say we have two separate Yisurim over here. We have an Isur of Shem Yikshur, we have an Isur mitzvah the sugya of Tercho. Now that we have an Isur mitzvah Tercho in love itself without Shem Yikshur, now the question is, what is the Isur of Tercho? Which one the Isur and the Darabono? What's the Isur of Tercho? So you read the Taz slowly. He says, you do something mitzat tercho, the issue is misake mono. Explains the Prima Godem, tercho is a problem. You do something that's hard work, so create something that's work. Therefore, the issue is misake mono.
Isn't there a whole paragraph about tercho?
Come on, the Prima Godem points out, but read the Mogavrom not that way. There's a second issue. What's the issue? Tercho. Like Rafaim Yehuda, Yehuda Rafaim says over, this over here is mitzat sugya of tercho. As we know, there are sugyas. Achon and Shabbos, one of these two mitzvah tercho. Mafano Eitzin, you cannot clear out your warehouse mitzvah the sugya of tercho. We know this is Israel. Shabbos is Yemei Menucho, Yemei Oinig. To do chores on Shabbos, that's tercho. That we can't do on Shabbos. That's Unnechol, that's a Zilzul Shabbos. So what is the Israel of tercho? As Machloik, it sounds like, says the Prima Godem, Taz, versus Magavram. Taz says tercho, therefore you created something with Sakimono. Magavram sounds like the Israel mitzvah the sugya of tercho. The way of the Taz, when he ends up in Sakimono, look at the Toysi Rosh, the grass, they want Mitzvah Sugya in Sakimono. We the Mishnah Berurah, he went like the Magavram. This of Tercho is why? Tercho Mitzvah Sugya of Tercho. What's the Nafkimino? Said the Prima Godem, one Nafkimino is Amir Lenochri. Can you tell a guy to an act of Tercho on Shabbos? What's Tercho? For me to work to schlep. May Menucha may Oinig. To watch a guy schlep, that's my Menucha, that's my Oinig. Forget. There's no Oinig Gadol watching someone else schlep over here. So Maisa says the Prima Godem, if the Sugya Mitzvah Tercho, Amil Nochi might be Motor. The Sugya Mitzvah is Sakimono, if I can do it, I can ask God to go do it. Maisa, this Prima Godem is a Chiddush. You learn the Sugya of Tercho, most Achorim disagree with the Prima Godem and say, if Amil Nochi is Oser, for you yourself as Tercho, also cannot ask a guy. Because whatever you can do, you can't ask a God for you is no Tercho. Any melacha by Goy is motor. They want to argue. That's his nafkamina, one nafkamina. The second nafkamina they discuss, let's say a case there is tercho, do not plan to leave it there. Let's go back to our quilt inside the blanket. Putting his quilt inside the blanket, we discuss one mitzvah sugya misakimono. The one time it's not misakimono for two reasons, either not mavatal there, yesh lodin, or mitzad. Best in the quilt has a function in and of itself, you can use it without putting inside. Fine, we took him a sakimono. It's not the sugya of tercho. I think everyone here agrees, putting the quilt inside a blanket, they don't want to go to. If you have a cleaning lady comes to your house once a week, that's part of the list of things that they do. That's the list. They do the floor, they do the dishes, they do the quilts inside a blanket. When I grew up, my parents had the maid that came every 2 weeks. That was part of her job to go to. And the wife and the husband do not exactly fight that they want to do it. That's why it's mutter when you need to go do it, because that's ma'isa avdus. That's why it's mutter. Making the bed, you start clearing. But put the quilt inside a blanket, the place can say that's mutter, that's avdus. That's terichol. Can you put your quilt inside a blanket on Shabbos? Inside the sugya of terichol. Come on, the tildov archa Shabbos, they seem to understand al mushulosh. If terich is awesome inside the sugya of misakimono, if there is no isim misakimono, there's no isim inside the sugya of terichol. Says the al mushulosh on toich on our sugya kosher. Anyone says otherwise, the shabestro. Numerous form that they say the Issa Tirch in and of itself is not true, but the Issa Tirch is Mitzvah Sugya Masakim Modo. The Poshim made a mistake. It's pushed that way. That's the Yisoid. The Maisa, I'm not sure who made a mistake over here. Come on, Mitzvah Chochman Shuv, when he discussed the idea of putting the quilt inside the blanket, he said, Mitzvah Masakim, when I took care of Mitzvah Tirch, my flag is Taz and Mogavram. According to Taz, Misakim Mono Bimoto, according to Mogavram, you have a Bayam Mitzvah Sugya of Tercho, which to Mishavuot sounds like you went like the Mogavram. You have a Bayam Mitzvah Sugya of Tercho. Void, a third, the Prima Godim, when he discusses this, he sounds like everyone holds this Osir. Mitzvah Sugya of Tercho, according to the Mogavram, Tercho in of itself is Osir. Mitzvah Taz, it sounds like what he's saying over here is, you Isir in Mitzvah Sugya of being Misakim Mono. If you do something that has a Tercho, and then you destroy it, it's not, there is no Misakim Mono. It's like you create something, Misakim Mono, you create a house, and you destroy it afterwards. Tell there's no Misakim Mono, because I destroyed it afterwards. You did something that allowed Tercho, you created it. And then you destroyed it. It's like you created it, and nothing was created here. It's created fully, and then a couple weeks later, you have to undo it, because you have to put it in the laundry. So there was a creation over here. So he sounds like, even the Taz will agree to the Magavram, when you create something, Mitzat Tirchi, you have a Bayam, it's a Misakim Mono. If so, if you ask me, I don't think there's a clear head to why you'll put your quilt inside a blanket on Shabbos. It's a Misakim Mono, get that Kiro, inside the Sugya of Tircho. According to Shabbos, about its also, according to Taz, maybe also it's also.
What's
look for the Archa Shabbos Al Mashulish. They won't say Mishabesh to come as far, before we have. According to the say, it's also the Tzad Sugya of Tercho.
What's the gather of something else?
Oh, now the question, what is Tercho? No, pillowcase is not Tercho. Again, I was very clear, I start with the maids. I know the other can argue what defines Tercho. That's you asking what defines Tercho? It's a great question.
Washing dishes but, is not.
No, so if you need for Shabbos. Otherwise, let's example washing dishes. The Locha Achon is also why? It's not Tercho of washing dishes. Very good. He gave a very nice example. Tercho is also to wash dishes, unless it's Tercho Shabbos.
So you're not putting the blanket
for blankets, it's okay, most people, you do not need to put your quilt inside your blanket.
COVID
Shabbos
for kids?
What's the COVID Shabbos? Is that to wash dishes on the COVID Shabbos? It's the COVID Shabbos you're allowed to? No, that's the COVID Shabbos. You have a right to wash the dishes on the COVID Shabbos? No, no one says it. Yeshayna Dimyan, thank you very much. That's another sugya that maybe you haven't had to because you're a bit sorry, you have issues. People have issues, have
it
there.
So every lady, they're not using the blanket.
If you're doing Gilakov and Shabbos, make it nice.
So this is normal.
Making a bed, what?
It's
abnormal?
It is abnormal.
I was a buff for the past week and a half. My wife, I know she's coming home tomorrow. I have to put it in the quilt inside by tomorrow.
Not normal.
I'm not sure this is a head. Now, how to find Tircho in Yishlon? But again, I think the fact that the maids in the hotel do this idea, and people are maids that do it over here, what is the example of Tircho? Now, they say, negate to our shoelaces, they point out since they have the end of the plastic, the metal, some say our shoelaces never buy up, because that's the Tircho. They say when the plastic is gone, if you get it easily, no problem. But if it takes you a bunch of times, it's a great question. Great question, that Tircho not. They discuss more example of string inside your sweatpants. If a string comes out, put it in, it's very hard. They say the AC, you put a bobby pin around it, you put it slowly, it takes a long time. It's a massive Tircho. I've done it, it's a Tircho. That's the only case of a Tircho. Now again, you can argue the point, is a quilt inside a Tircho or not? I think the best way that's a tircha is that the husband and wife are always arguing that the other one should go do it. You know, it's not like most things. You know, dishes. I'll do the dishes. No, I'll do the dishes. You just do the beds. Like, no one really wants to go do it. The beds is a tircha. It's a hassle. Fine. Now, negate to putting your sweatpants, the string inside. So you have a number one, it's not tircha. V'oiluchu, you have no chabaya. What happens if you put the string in through? What do you do afterwards? You don't want to get undone. You make a tie. At least the third is sugyo of Shem Yiksha. That's what you do. Otherwise, you have to keep putting it back. You make a knot and cash on it.
Maybe ties.
I wear sweatpants, I wear pajamas, and it goes through. I make a double knot over it. It should go back. Yeah.
It's not in the stores that way.
They have a knot. They do have a knot then. They do. They 100% have a it's thicker ball then. They 100% have a thicker ball of then. It should go back inside.
And the ball runs out. Exactly.
And when the ball runs out, you make cash. That's what you do.
Do you have to last that long?
Fine. So, Mason, they get the sugya of Shem Yikshur. So, again, the Makor is very clear. We have a taste over here. The more someone else brings it down, Derech Agav negates the sugya of Tereyach. You have a Bayah of Shem Yikshur. Now, again, negate to putting inside our shoes, they point out it's not negate, because in those shoes they put in the back of it, they make a tie, she'll never come out the string. Our shoes, the mice you put in, you tie, untie, it's not negate, Shem Yikshur. However, that's Aleph. Bases, when you look in the Beis very clear, the whole exam Shem Yikshur is only a Kesher Shach to be Deraisa, you leave La'ilam. We're talking about the Tazbo Osn, the end of Sefkot and Aleph. He says, Shem Yikshur is only with the chash of a keshul oilam. Keshul is man, dirab bonu, we're not going to make gzeir l'gzeir. There, for example, let's say a person, they have a string and they're putting beads inside, and they just want to put the beads inside, and the derech is what? Usually to make the knot at the two ends. Come on, the paiskim, the Shemir Shabbos, for the Shani Orcha Shabbos, say, to do the knot, to put it inside the beads in and of itself, you have it, it's a Shem Yikshur. That means even without making the tie itself is also as keshur. But even not putting the tie on, you couldn't put a bead inside the string al Shem Yikshur. However, said Shlomo Zalman, but let's say it's a string with kids, you're putting the beads inside, and you make a kesherless man, then you won't have a Shem Yikshur. You can put the beads inside, you can make the kesher. But you'll have to put the beads inside if it's only the case of kesherless man. So let's say, for example, a person has shoes, and his derech is a tie every couple of weeks. And now, right now, it's Shabbos morning. Can he put on the shoes that are untied and he won't tie them? Why? Because if he ties them, the derech will be a couple of weeks. You have a bayam, it's a bialocha, and sif aleph. Even that's to undo it much of Shabbos, he won't tie it. I mean, let's say there's an area of, or let's say, you hold, like certain places can say, when the shoelace is untied, it's bought to the shoe, there's no bayah walking outside with it. Could you put on shoes that are untied if your derech is a tie for a couple of weeks?
Why say that to mutter because you can get it undone anyways?
I said, in a case that stays for a couple of weeks, I said, yeah, now, sure, a case is not a topic. A case is going to be still only a couple of weeks. Yeah, so in the case over here where his derech is to be for a couple of weeks, and it will stay for a couple of weeks, he put it on. Teretz says it's a kesherless man. A kesherless man is no gzeiro. But let's say his derech is to be la'ilam, and his kids untied it on Shabbos. He'll put it back on, and he has this strings. Last lo ilam and bilo ilam, can you put on the shoes?
Put on the sneakers
without tying it. Can you put on the shoes without tying it? Do you say Shem Yikshur? Shlechua yesh lechalek harbi. The case we're discussing is putting the string inside the shoes. You isik with a string. Maybe you'll tie the string. You put a string inside your coat. Maybe you'll tie your coat. But putting on the shoes and not being isik with a string. Ke'ein says the chodashani, a person that puts on his tzitzis, and let's say the kesha came out, Shem Yikshur, he might come home to make the double knot, the shiloh might leave a little oilam. We're not being isik with a thing in and of itself, there's no Shem Yikshur. Shem Yikshur is only when you isik with a thing and putting the string inside, part of the process of putting it is to tie it. Putting the beads at the top of the string, part of the process is to tie it. Here, putting on the shoe, I'm wearing the shoe, I'm not isik with a string. So Yesh L'chalka, maybe you say you can't put on the shoe. Strike is over here to be Michael.
Yeah, but maybe why the shoe is different, because the shoe you're putting, risking the shoe as you're putting it on.
But not the shoelace. Right, I agree. I'm risking the shoe, not the shoelace.
You need a shoe.
Yeah, but you have to stretch it, you have to open it, your mom is being risking.
I'm not
risking
the shoelace. I'm not putting on the shoelace. I'm not touching the shoelace. The cases that we see over here, is only when you're asik with the lace.
The fact that you're walking.
Again, but can we have a right to chazam more? I hear this far. That's the chilik over here.
So
and of course, the good mechalik. Chazal only acid when you're being basic with the thing itself.
So according to this, you can put on the shoe, but you can't tighten the shoelace.
You can put on the shoe. I'm saying you put on the shoe, but you put it on the shoe. But yeah, it cannot be basic with the shoelace itself, correct. Which will lead to another case. What? For now. Now, which lead to another case about blowing up things on Shabbos. That means you can blow up a balloon, you blow up a mattress, you blow up a ball, a soccer ball, a basketball. Can you blow up things on Shabbos? Now, l'chura, to blow up things on Shabbos, you have l'chura, three isurim of our sif. Our sif, you have bayah mesakimono, you have bayah tircho, you have bayah v'shem yikshur. L'chura, blowing up things, you have the same three isurim we have to discuss. You have bayah mesakimono, you have bayah of tircho, you have bayah v'shem yikshur. Now, they do discuss three other ones, just to mention three other ones, we'll get back to these three. The Machzal Yor has a Shuvah Nechelik Aleph, he wants a Taino, that if you blow up a balloon, it might pop, and if you have Bayah, it's a little Shabbos, he sends you to the Loch and Simon Shinlam and Zayin Sebeis, the person cannot use a brush with bristles that might break, it's a little Shabbos. Yechlozen, we'll put that aside, you have a Bayah, it's popping, it's a little Shabbos. A second thing, the Yashiv gets involved with blowing up things beside the Sugil of Uvdin Nechol. And the Moshe discusses getting involved with you. Blow up, let's say, a balloon. It looks like an animal. Mitzvah the sugya of kaysev. Put the three things to the side. Focus the gear to our sugya. When you blow up a balloon, it looks like a dog. So now, you have a bayam mitzvah the sugya of kaysev. What?
Why isn't that like a cake? And it's already in the
sugya. So, like I said, I'm putting these three sugyas to the side. Try to focus on our sugya. First, to blow up a balloon on Shabbos. Now, Vadi, when you blow up a balloon, you can't make the kesher. Can you blow it up and hold it with your hand? Put a tie clip, put a nivo. Can you blow up a balloon on Shabbos? So I said the Debrecen has a tshuva about it, and the Esel B'Yashiv, and Chaim Knievsky, and the Shema Shabbos, they all say mutter. 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 First, go through the shittas, then go through the sorrows, and we'll try to analyze it. Said Hasheni, those who are discussing blowing up soccer balls, basketballs, or kudaimo, they want taina every single time you blow up the ball, says the Chalkas Yaakov, Dain Weiss, or even Isidar Aiso. Every single time. Or Latin, Chodoshani, Rafal, Ishbishabas, and others, Isidar Aiso. Atsada Shlishi. Yeah, we'll get to the stories. Atsada Shlishi. Come on, Mishal Mazalman, and he wants to be Chadish, and those want to follow Kim, the Shmir Shabbos, Archa Shabbos, and others. The first time to blow it up is Besakimono. To blow it up the second time is putting the ear back. That's mutter. The ear is the ear. If you can't put a different shoelace, ear is different ear. He said, no, ear is the same ear. It's mechadish that putting in ear as a get of the same thing. Massive chiddush. A shikol das idea, das of a gadol. That any time is putting ear is putting it back. No one says a different shoelace. It's the same thing putting it back. Rabbozin wants to go this way, Bezriel, some Chabonim is down this way. They want to tie in the first time, also putting it back to Mice's motor. Mice negated balloons, come along, we must place him. And they come along, Chaimno, Dain Weiss, others, Shem Yikshur, Shemir Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos, other Shabbos, yet, by Abbotan, so give Shem Yikshur. So let's first go through the stories. We have three things we have discussed, Misakim Mono, Tircha, and Shem Yikshur. So first, Misakim Mono. We discussed the different things you can blow up. First, to blow up a balloon, is it bayah misakimono? No, because if you can't make a knot at the end, you hold it and put a clip there, it's not misakimono. So blowing a balloon cannot be misakimono. Blowing up a basketball or a beach ball, well, it really depends. If it's made for a short time, for a couple of hours, not misakimono. Made to mevatel there, could be misakimono. Same thing negate to a mattress. If it's made for a short time, you can argue it's not misakimono. Made for a long time, mevatel, it's nichol get a misakimono. The gear to these tires or these wheels or these things that are mamish made a basketball is made to be there, then that should be a case of misakim mono. That should be misakim mono. However, the sorority makel is from the Zalman Sfarah, putting ear back is not misakim mono, which is a massive chiddush. That means balloon avad is not a problem. Matches, it depends, or beach ball depends how long the time is. Things that you leave there, like a basketball and a soccer ball, L'chur is Mesakim Mono, unless you have the Chiddush of Mishlam Mezalman, that putting it back is not Mesakim Mono. That sounds Mesakim Mono. Misal the string of Tircha. First thing you get involved with, what's the Isser of Tircha? If Tircha is of Misakimono, that's a Taz, you have to go back to Misakimono. If the Isser of Tircha means that the string of Tircha in and of itself, what defines Tircha? What is Tircha? I think a balloon is not Tircha. I think a beach ball might be Tircha. I think a mattress certainly is Tircha. And it can also get depend upon if you can use a pump or not. It depends on how you look upon it. Rabbi Yashiv says it's also on Shabbos. So they won't have the heter. So you walk up a mattress, it'll take you all this massive Tircha. I think it is Tircha. The Bayan, the third sugya, semi yikshar, before all the cases, let's say they don't have a tie upon it, a sackable, or these things don't have semi yikshar. The only thing that has a semi yikshar really is a balloon. The chur negate a balloon, apisor should be mamish, the classic example of semi yikshar. Shal is how in the world the Demetzina ran a tshuva that he's makel, if Shtrumach is makel, Kamkinevsky is makel, so he wrote him Kamkinevsky. Wrote him a Maisa, you wrote, they asked you, and you said a blog of Luna Chavez, the Maisa's mother. That time it. We asked him, I Shem Yikshar. He wrote back, Loya Bantia Shelo. He wrote back, Shimashi and Zayin Sebeis, he doesn't understand. I don't know. The Chulin Maisa, that should be also. So maybe to answer from two ways. One is, that until now we're saying the person cannot put the string inside the shoe, because the string Shem Yikshar. You can't put the string inside the coat, the string Shem Yikshar. Putting the ear inside the balloon, you're not tying the ear. Kain, for example, no one said about the case of putting the puch inside the blanket, they won't discuss Shem Yikshar, Shem Tfirah. No one says it. The question is, why is that so? It sounds like maybe when you're not, there's no kesher in the thing that you're putting in, the ear you're not tying up, the balloon you're tying up. Maybe you can answer b'doichik, the Shem Yikshar has to be the thing that you're putting in. Ulai. B'doichik, ulai. One svara. Another svara, why maybe in a balloon, not Shem Yikshar, gets involved in another shiloh. We're saying the halacha over here is that the whole gezeirah is only utter a case of kesher that's l'olam, deraisa, not a kesher that's a case of du'abon of l'zman. What happens when a kesher that is the oil that you only need lizman? For example, you want to take out the garbage, you want to make a knot to take it out. So we discussed way last chabur to make an overhand knot, kesher atzmo la atzmoi, according to Mishibur, that's ma'is umen, that's also. Okay, a person make a kesher and a knee on top. Like you do it to your shoes, you can do that to the garbage, take it out. You need to be tied that way for 10 minutes. If it gets the garbage, it stays there, lo'ilam. So a kesher that's lo'ilam that you only need for 10 minutes. Is that nechal get of keshel olam or keshel lizman? They come from different sugyas. One they call the gemara in Yom Daf Samach Zayin by the Siyam Mishtalech. Over there they tied up the kesher on top of the horn of the seer and they pushed it off the mountain. Keshem kibur is also. How they go do it? Vrek Maril Diskin. How can you make the kesher? They only needed it for that day, but in essence it left a state olam. So it sounds like a kesher that they only need for that day, but left oilam, and not the get of kesher deraisa. It's meant to stay for that day. I don't care. Afterwards, I don't care.
You don't care.
So no one cares. That means I don't need it. Is there a kesher oilam with no din? I do not need the oilam. Similar real disk, maybe no raya. Maybe they pushed it off. Maybe echnami went down the mountain and it fell apart. It got broken apart. Maybe. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Sofik. So maybe he can make him. We'll like. Another sugar, the come from the Gemara, sugar,
that
Flamik Gimel.
That'd be the times where he had Kavana that it should break on the world
down. We'll like. A second sugar, the Gemara, that Flamik Gimel in Sukkah, brings down the case by a Lulav. Where the loch is, you have to make a kesher on your Lulav. The loch is before Yontav, you're allowed to. Ashenkin on Yontav cannot make a kesher, can only make a Guda, Kaguda Shiarek. Meaning you can wrap it around and stick it inside. It says Rashi over there, Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, why the Maisa can't a person make Kesher on Yontif? You know why? Because the Gedder is to leave the Kesher La'ilam. Gedder is La'ilam. You tie the whole branches onto the Lulav, you leave it La'ilam. Now this La'ilam, how long do you leave it for? 7 days. And then what do you do with it? You save it for burning the Chametz. Or you throw it on top of the Aron Kodesh. But you don't need it, lo'ilam. The Kamlung Shlomazam, when he wants a Taina, it sounds like from over here, a Kamat, Numash Shoshana, and Paiskin bring down the Loshon of Rashi, that the reason why he cannot do a Kesher on Yotiv, because it's going to be left for Oilam, and Gam, it's not near Oilam. Therefore, only an Egid in the Maise is Mutter. Kamlung Shlomazam, and Malum, a couple of times, said no. Yish Lechalik Harbei. That's a Kesher. What's the point of a Kesher? It's a block that has a use. You tie the garbage to make sure the garbage doesn't come out. Tie your shoe to block your foot inside the shoe. What is the Kesher by the Lulav for? Beside the Kesher, it's a Kinyan Veyu, beside the Kesher in and of itself. Therefore, if the function is to block something, it's only needed for 10 minutes, then the Kesher is a Kesher for 10 minutes. But the Kesher is to make the Kesher, and I have no Kavono need to undo it. I have Kavono to make a Kesher. I made a Kesher in and of itself. And that Lamaise is also. Because the Kavono is for the Kesher in and of itself, that's a Pulis Kesher. Therefore, Kamal Mishal Mazalman, and he wants to disagree and say, Kesher that is Lizman, that is left for Oilam, we want time in Smutter. Smutter. Maise comes out, there are going to be three Shitas. Those who come along, Mariel Diskin, the Chsam Sofer, Abdel Nezi wants Taino, Milis Machalik Sib Shimon, and Debbie Hudo. Locher Shein Tzrich Lugufoy. They want Taino according to Debbie Hudo, always Chai, according to Shimon, you do not need Oilam, only Lizman. So it's Locher Shein Tzrich Lugufoy. Be a part of Loser. That's his Shito. The Vosh, Maise, his Shuvo, in some Kufcha Beis, he points out the Gemara's case when a person has Isha puts on the snood. The Gemara says, let's be Chayshish, Pashas Mutter. So the Gemara, let's be Chayshish, maybe she made a very strong knot, double knot over here. And only reason why we're not Chayshish, because Kamashmul Isha Chos Al Sayo. Isha is very careful about it here, and if she'll undo it. Otherwise, she might leave it, this knot on the snood, take it off and leave it. I'll leave it for Oilam. Maisa, she takes it off, she's not putting it back, it's being left for Oilam. The kshash over here. What's the kshash? She only needs it once she wears it. She's not putting it back. She has to undo it to put it back. They point out something that you planned to leave lo'ilam and gam, it's not near lo'ilam, it's only needed for that day. And the chal kesh lo'ilam. Dan Fisher, Liasha, discussing making stitches. The way people make stitches, you make a knot on one end, you sew, and then you make a knot on the other end. They discuss, can you do that on Shabbos, but inside the sugar of kosher. They say, if you untie it, kesh lizman, but the derech is usually to cut it. Well, something might dissolve in the middle. Therefore, the kesher is left for oilam. Now, how long do you need the kesher for? The kesher only needed for the week or two for the stitches. Kamung Dine Fisher and Yasha, they say that's nichel negeder of a kesher loilam, because being left for oilam. Rafal, Rafa Shabbos, other than Kamung and Kaino, the loch is nichel negeder of a kesher loilam deraiso. Ash Enkin, Shlom Zalman, and Besson seem that way in Chsam Seifer and Sukkah da Flamme Gimel. Yes, by the case of the Lulav. Meister wise Lo'ilam, he says, no way, the Behuda and the Sheet of the Gemara over there that says that Yosh love him to the kids and the grandkids. They have a right to use it when they have no other love to use this Lulav. So it could be Yosh left Lo'ilam, you have a get him inside the Sugi of Lo'ilam. Otherwise, it sounds like a week is not Lo'ilam. A Gami might leave a Lo'ilam. So come that most people can say a Kesha that is Lo'ilam that's only needed for a short time, has a get of Lo'ilam. From Zaman says, Meister Smurta, those what say to Machalik, Shimon, and the Behuda. We discuss the negated diapers. Which we now the loch by Ovian Sif Gimel appears as sugar tefillah to kosher lishman. Can you roll up a diaper and stick on the ends and throw in the garbage and then take it out to the garbage? Now the reason why you're sticking it to the ends because from getting from your desk to the garbage or even from the garbage to the house you want to be tied together. Once it gets to the garbage you don't care. So can a person stick the ends one to another? Now ours are usually a velcro. Gets about another shaila is velcro and istul oilamanat. But whether it's velcro or even the case of glue, is their question. We point out then Shlomo Zalman's Mekel Lishitosoi, because it's only case of Lizman, and the other two Lizman and Maisa's Mutter. Most boys can disagree whether it could be Mahmud Tfil Lizman, whether it's on the Sugil of Kaisha. They also want to ask them at the end of the day, it's left Lo'ilam. So it comes out, we have a Machliks over here, how to look at Kesher. Maybe to answer Chaim Knievsky, the case of the balloon, how long does the Kesher stay for? Till it pops or till the ear goes out for a couple of days, a week, 2 weeks. The Kesher Be'esim is a Kesher, Kodim Shalom Zaman, only the Rabbanon. Is it Gzer Otto the Rabbanon? There's no Gzer Otto the Rabbanon, Shem Yikshar. What? I don't know, I have a big problem with Chaim and those who answer, Mata blowing balloons on Shabbos. What happened to Shem Yikshar? Pasha against Simon Shinyan base, Simon Shinyan Zion's base before she gets them. You have another way of answering Chaim? Fine, I'm trying to defend him, Chaim. Lo yavanti yashela. The first shell was written by Kamani Odecha of Gamil Levinovich. He wrote to him, he said to me, he asked, he said a mutter, above balloon. Strum of the Numis farm matter it. Numis farm, I don't know how to matter it. What happened to Shem Yiksha? So if you go to Shom Azam, there's no Shem Yiksha, it's very good.
Because it's like only lasts 2 weeks, like Golden Adam?
Yes. I don't need more than 2 weeks.
Because
that's all I need
for. Cash less. You don't need more than 2 weeks, it's only lasts for 2 weeks.
That's all I need it for, that's it. That's not cash loyal. No, it will be loyal. It'll stay for 1,000 years. I don't need more than. I don't. My balloon will stay for 1,000 years. You throw in the garbage, you'll stay for 1,000 years. But the Maisa comes out in the gate to make a kesher. The loch is that blowing up things or rolling up things by diapers, apipashas, should be a bayah shem yikshur. Rolling up things, there's no teles can involve this makliks. We shine luchur as a shell of a derais over here. And if a person should not roll up things on Shabbos, put in the garbage, before there's no need for it, he just roll off without sticking the two ends and then throw it into the garbage.
So according to the Cheshbon, why could we close the garbage bag at all? Shem Yitzchak. Tying the first thing, just the closing.
Just do one.
How can I do even one? It's Shem Yitzchak.
It's not a Cheshbon.
Well, one thing is saying not a kesher itself. One kesher is not a kesher. We get to look and say, hey, the one thing is not a kesher.
But since the derech is over here to make,
I don't think
the
derech is going to make
to make an
onion.
I don't think
during the week you never do it that way. I don't do it that way. I never do it another way. Those who have the derech, one knows the shemikshon, and those are the derech.
For everyone, it's a derech.
Everyone?
You close garbages differently?
I don't just take it out and feed the garbage. Who ties it? Fine.
For those that's
the left. It's a great Shiloh. The negate to balloons, I think blowing up balloons on Shabbos is a problem. My kids always ask me to blow up balloons on Shabbos. I tell them Shem Yikshur, they have no idea what I'm talking about, but the mice, they go, it's not the people. The mice, I think the problem is blowing them on Shabbos. Next. A beach boy, you get involved in the Sugi of Tircho, and you get involved in the Sugi of Sakamono. It's a great Shiloh, Tircho, the Sakamono. Next sugya is of Gimel, so most of it we did. Kitzur came out that we learned sugya of Teifer, so we saw over here the halachot of Gimel. The Geta Pseich Beis Tzaver. First of all, why is it brought down only this halacha? The Chur do not have any shaykhs in the Geta sugya of Kosher. The reason why it's brought down by now should be very clear. After the sugya of Muchan pointed back inside the book inside the blanket, next thing the Gemara is Pseich Beis Tzaver. Chur, that's the flow over here. In by Pesach Beis Tzaver, there are three cases over here. The case of the first time when it's new, the second time by the case of the Kovitz, and the third time they're moving down by the case of the Uman. So again, this Bekitzur comes out. First case, making it new, the Loch is Gemara says the Issa Deraiso. What is the Issa Deraiso? By now, it should be very clear. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, Nichol Negeder Masakimono. Mashen Gin the Rambam, the way the Bealoch explains, Nichol Negeder Masalasugi of Kureo. Why did Rashi not say the sugya said the idea of Korea? So over here, coming the Beis Yosef, brought down the Mag Avraham, why? Because not Amnas Litfor. You read from the sugya, not Amnas Litfor. Coming the Bialocha, Simon Shinmem, Sif Yudal, it says it gets before Shigemara. The Gemara Kofem Beis says the person that does Korea, Machamosai, of Aveloi, not Amnas Litfor, and still even listen to Raiso. Therefore, either Bialocha wants to answer the Beis Yosef was Chazer. But you want to tie in the base safe, if you want like the Rambam, they don't see a Maisa Kilkul, therefore Nichol Negeder only a Misakimono. Why the Rambam, who says Korea, not say Misakimono? The last Bialoch and Simon Shemem says why? Because it was not a finished product yet, he has still more things to go do. That's Bekitzer. The second case over here that the more brings down, the person goes to a Kovis, the Loch is he can untie it. Why? Because the Loch over here is. Sorry, not the Rambam, Mechaber brings down. Because it's ain't a kesher shakayomo, not a kesher shakayomo. Now, what does that mean? It's not a kesher shakayomo. It's very important. Words over here come from the Shabu and being the machlekes, Taz versus Lavosh. The way the Taz understands the words not kesher shakayomo, like you understand the whole sugya of kosher, means one day they tired that day, they undid that day, therefore it's mutter. Anything more than that day, the ma'aseh is also. El Rabo, the Chayotim, the Graz, they went this way. Asad Hasheni, the Mishmur brings down Lavosh and says no, even if you gave it to the Kremis over here, and he tied up a couple of months before, and he went to the cleaners and got it back now. Since the Meister, when you get it back, it's made to open, Nichol Negeder of one day. It's mutter. massive chiddush. Now that we learn kosher, you think about the chiddush. Kosher we know is one day. Mach matzarich 7 days. Kamal Levush says you get it back 3 months later. That's nechal get of any kosher kiyama. The mice have a right to untie it. Baldik Levush, Mishpah brings it down. The Chashuchu went this way. Shlomo Zalman said that's the steam is a place game. The Shramik said that's the ik over here. The person can go do that. I mean, for example, if tefillah is like kosher, a person gets tags in the suit. The suit was on the shelf for 2 years over here. You want to undo the tags over here that was stuck on. According to the halacha, if you hold tefillah like kosher, the mice have a right to undo it. What's the lumdus? What's the svar over here? Why should that be so? A kesher of 1 day is mutter. Sorry, 7 days. How in the world 2 years later is a mutter undo a kesher over here? So, there are two ways to say over this idea. Come on, the same concept. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says it over. Is that the whole function of why a klevis is tying it is why to wash it, but its use of the mishdamish, this chayfitz, is to have it undone. So it's not way for shimush unless you undo it. I mean, all keshes I'm using now, and then when I change it, use something else. So this kesher has a use right now. What's his mind? Being like, had a chshivas of kesher is 1 day, maybe up to 7 days. But here, this whole type kesher is what? Is in order to undo it, and otherwise the chayvus cannot be used. You can't wear this sweater. So that avada has a ghetto in the shel kayomo. Tabs and a band-aid. There's no way to use the band-aid if the tabs there. You have to take them off. The whole function is to take them off. Function is to take them off. That's in the shel kayomo. That's main not be mekayim. Similar to the Shani says in the same idea. The whole task of doing over here of sewing it up is to undo it. That's the opposite of the idea of what a kesher is, not to hold things back. It's made to sew right now and to have the function later on. Therefore, for this Yisrael, the Kamal is saying anything a couple of months, if it's not being used right now, but the function is for later on, therefore 2 years later you have a right to undo.
Tie from the clippers.
Same thing. You can't wear it. The suit is not made to be clean. The suit is made to be worn. A suit that you buy from a store is made to be worn. Suit for clean is made to be worn. They're keeping, they're sewing it up or they're putting tags in it just to show whose it is, but the function is to wear it. There's no function right now, only for afterwards. Therefore, of course, you want to take it off. That's a kesher she'eino shel kayomo. Eino shel kayomo does not mean 1 day. Eino shel kayomo is not made to be there for its use.
You can't wear
it with a tag on? No, no one wears a tag. I mean, again, not Israelis, they might put in tags, but no, if you have a tag on your suit that says you won't wear it.
So you won't wear it.
Now, the third thing over here, coming tomorrow, being down the case of a Uman, when he resells it, now you cannot reopen it up. Why? He says, Ramah, Koran, Ben Yerucham, Mitzad, Sugar, being Mesakel Mono. Explains that Koranim, because now it had a Pesach, when the Uman sells it up, it lost the Shem Pesach, and now if you're making it for the first time, says the Mishabu and the Magar Avram, what does that mean? How do we define lost the Shem Pesach? The person cannot untie it. He has to cut it. That's how we know a loss of Shem Pesach, and therefore it's a new act of being Mesake Mono. Come on, the Achoin, the Bingnam, the Yam Shleimo. He says a person has a Ksoinis, an undershirt, and a person, when he sews it together and you cannot untie it, you have to cut it. Loch has a right to cut it, but you do not do that in front of an Am Oretz. Correct, Achoinim, you just said by the case there more, when you cannot untie a loss of Shem Pesach. And therefore, when you create on Shabbos Misake Mono, yet the Yam Shleim, by the case of Gesainis, this undershirt, person who made a kesher of it, you cannot untie it, if you have a right to cut it, just don't do it in front of Am Oretz. Both of them you cannot untie. Correct the Magar Avraham, correct the Mishnah Berurah, what's the difference? The answer to the difference between a case of a mice of a Uman versus Shak Shiris. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains, but the mice of a Uman comes out, this is the Gemar Malacha, you're finishing the thing over here. Other kshiris, it's not lost shame beggar, therefore not nechal get him a sack mono. The beggar already is finished. You did a side act over here, sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, it's not lose shame pesach. Therefore, to reopen it, already has a shame beggar, not a sack mono.
So it has to be an umus that made the beggar, or like any uman? Like?
Sounds like by an uman, it's lost the shame pesach, and therefore now it's a new gemar malocha, not shaking shak kshiris. And Mishnah Berurah does not explain why that's so. Clearly, but it sounds like by the case of the Ksainis, the begging is finished. There's a side act that you tie things together, a side thing. The begging is finished, you're undoing that, it's not making mistakes. The begging already was done. It's like, for example, you make a suit, then you start to tie suits together. This suit's already done. Mashenkin, when you have a sweater that you close up the neck and you lost the shame passing with, that's a ma'asim one, and that's new misakim mono.
So it depends on what kind of ulam we're talking about. If he's someone who works with...
Maybe we'll read the Mishwa together. You tell me. I'm still not clear what it means.
What is it, you were doing work on the Vega?
One he calls Gemara Malacha, one he calls us David Stadi. Again, he's not clear exactly. You tell me. You read it.
It's supposed to be a woman that you gave it in because it tore something.
Don't say. That's the third time. He's not clear exactly what he's saying over here. The way the Chadish has a drop different, which might be a little bit easier to understand, when the Mishmur says that he needs to be cannot be untied, he says, when it says by Uman it cannot be untied, no one can untie it, even an Uman. The Chassidus is what says cannot be untied means a regular person can untie it, but an Uman can untie it. So you want to say what it means, a Chilik, a Chassidus, everyone, an Uman can untie, just I can, so I can cut it. Mashenkin, the case of the Ramos cases, no one can untie it, even an Uman. Therefore, now it lost Avada Shem Pesach. That's the second moment. That's the three things that brought down the Ger to the base of Tzavar. Come on, the Ramon says, Ulchein, therefore, Zug Shomon al Ayim, it really depends. If you all feel his man is Osir, Hudel Mai says Osir. Mashenkin, you all feel his man is Motor, you can go do it, but Ein Lahatim Bifne Amoritz. Now, the gate to Tfil Isman, again, now Sugya, we said it's Machlikis, Ramovius, it sounds like to be making in local Ne'am Oritz, yet the Mechabit Simit Shemem Sev Zayin seem to be Machmer, point out the Chorz of Machlikis, Mechabit versus Amor, Shalubas Shalom the Beis Seishim, how to go past him. Fine. But Maisa, just stop shock. What Shaykhis have to do in our Sugya over here? We start off Mesakimono, 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 Lechein, Bezuk Shomon Menolim. What Shaykhis want to know there? Come on to our soul, Erech HaShulchan Echelam, Bezuk Shomon Menolim, the Isser is Mesakimono. Maisa Mishbua says, and the Raz, they say the Issa is Teufer. Then you have to know what Lechain is, what's the flow Lechain. Till Dover discusses what the flow exactly is. Maisa, there are the Chorok and Mishbua two circuits, Besakimono, then the circuit Tvira and Kaisha over here, and Kurei over here. One last point, Mishbua ends off with a Chai Odom. Person makes a knot by accident. So, the question is, can you untie this knot? For example, the kid comes through with the shoe, and it's all raveled up, and Tati, can you just undo all my knots over here? And you want to put the shoe on the kid? Or, let's see, for other people here, they take out the guard from the pocket, and somehow it's all raveled. Can they undo the guard from all the knots over here? Is it mutter also? So the words of the Mishmur, when he calls the Chayodim, the derech to make a nivo, and b'loy kavoni you made a kesher, b'loch is nichon the geda of kesher latib o'is a yeymen's mutter. And the question is how to define this head to the Chayodom. You look up the Chayodom, you start off like this. Keshel yoim motor, aleph. Yesh oim me keshel, that's a maise umon. And we're not sure what a maise umon, we have the shilte giborim of a keshel hodek. Therefore, eino no bikim, let's be machman the shilte giborim. Number three, keshel is man. Number four, he says, therefore, neither he made betalis, let's be makel over here. When he made the betalis a kesher. What words are the Chai Odom going back and the Niva that turn into Kesher Batois is he going back on? He's going back in the Shilta Gibarim, going back in all Keshers. So there's a Chaznish in Simon and Beis. He wants to tell you that this Chai Odom is going back on the Shilta Gibarim. And basically, he points out the Shilta Gibarim is against the Gemara. The Gemara has a case when Isha has a Chalukah she puts on. Rashi says the words are like a Galach, that one goes over another. She ties one side to the other side over here. And the Gemara discusses about taking it off. Now, how exactly do you put on this chalukah, this vest on top, one top of another? Pasha is a case of kesher gabi kesher. And the Gemara is saying it's mutter. The Shul Gemara is saying it's aser. Shul Gemara is against the Gemara. It says a chadnish, elamite. We're not sure that case of a kesher omits how the kative is. So we immediately machmer anything that's tight. Even though the Gemara is matur, anything that's tight will machmer. But in a case where the aniva that turned into kesher, and things that happened by accident, we don't have a minig. So even though it's tight, we have no minig on something that's tight. The gemara is matir it. Even when the chumra the shul to gibarim come on the chayodim, then it will be mekel. That means he's saying the chayodim will be mekel. Not all keshers are made by mistake. The kesher is made by mistake. That has a chumra the shul to gibarim, then it will be mekel. So they're trying to go this way, Machzliyo, they want to bring down this Maluch. They point out, who says not the way? Mishnah Berurah. Did he bring down the Shilta Gemara by us? Now, one more of the Shilta Gemara, but they point out, look at the Chayolim here, the same goal as Zichoy Taurus Moshe. In Zichoy Taurus Moshe, the Bina Lachs of Kosher and Ois Aleph, he writes over there, we have a heter of a Kesher Betois, Ois Gimel brings down the Chum of the Shilta Gemara afterwards. So you see, it's not totally Zebazan. I, the Gemara, how are you going to go answer the Gemara? In the case of the Chalukah or the Galach, one time or another, Kesher got a Kesher. How can Shilta Gemara go against the Gemara? Said Max Leo, very simple. Case of Aniva got a Kesher. A case of Kesher got a Kesher, that's not tight. What do you have to come up and say is a case of Kesher got a Kesher that is tight? So, second Malach to understand the story to the get to the head of this Mishnah Berurah, the Chayotom, Kamum Chaimno, or Shabbos points out he wants to go this way. Only the Mokim Tsar will be Makel Batois. You have the shoes on and all ravel with Tsar. What they're going to do is then it will be Makel. Tsar, Yen Tsar. Maestro, Dr. Shabbos points out, we read the Mishnah Berurah. Don't say it, sir. Look at the Zichoy Taurus Moshe again. No, it's Aleph. He brings down the loch of this heter. It's Gimel. He brings down the heter and tsar. So there are other malachim, but the way our falcon others want to go, very simple. Any kesher is made by mistake is not a get of kesher. It's called can't we have them together? And no kshivas a kesher. It's not holding anything back. It's a mistake. And no kshivas to it. It counts as nothing. Therefore, for example, let's say you think that now months ago. And you can come over with your shoe, the yontif shoe, Tati can untie it, so Berkowitz, untie it. A kesher that has no function, that happened by accident, by mistake, has no chshivas to being a kesher. Melech makshavas osatari, no chshivas, nothing would done but dance over here, and no chshivas of kesher, and this is demons in the Mishnah Berurah, certainly, any kesher with toys, the mice have a person has a right to unravel. Again, look among the Svarb, for those who want to disagree. By Ben Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll go to Sif Dal to the end of the Simon of Slover Rabbah. Yeah.